This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Renee Hyde. Good morning, Renee. How's it going?
Hi, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. So the thing we're talking about today is that you are undertaking a cycle trip across Australia to raise money for an organisation called Chumley House. Is that right?
Yep, Chumley Children's Home. Yeah, that's correct. I've quite a big mission. I'm going to bike from Perth to Melbourne, and I'm fully self-supported. So it's just me, my bike, and my tent.
That's a pretty mammoth undertaking, because I don't know how many New Zealanders necessarily have their heads around this, but Australia is like way bigger than you think it is.
I've travelled a lot around Australia, and yeah, you could drive all day and you put the map out at the end of the day and mark it on the map where you've gone about an inch.
I mean, it's to the point where, you know, people warn drivers not to go to places they're unfamiliar with without, you know, a plan, because you can run out of gas and be like in serious trouble, as opposed to New Zealand, where you can run out of gas and someone will be along in a minute and help you out.
Yeah, there's roadhouses all along the way, and probably the biggest distance between any of them would be 160K. So yeah, just over 100K, so 160. So they spread out on purpose, and they've got to take away food and that there and fuel. That's about all, though. Yeah, so yeah, I've got water's going to be a big problem for me. I've got an 8-litre carrying capacity, so I've got to make sure I've got enough water at the end of every day for my evening meal and breakfast the next day, and then drink bottles have got to be full. And the roadhouses don't like giving it away, because a lot of them are on just rainwater.
And I mean, Australia, famously a place with not a lot of water just, you know, hanging around.
Yeah, true. Yep. If worst comes to the worst, I just hold my water bottle out, and a caravan or a motorhome person coming through, they'll stop. That's what I've read before other people do. So, yeah, gives you a chance to get off the bike, have a chat, and hopefully they donate some money.
Well, I mean, speaking of that, so before we hit record, you were saying that you have a bit of a personal connection with the Chumley Children's Home.
Yeah, my mum and dad were having trouble back in the 60s, 63, 64, and we went into Chumley Home for a 6-month period and a 9-month period, and then following that, we had 4 years in welfare homes. But myself and two younger brothers, we loved it there. It was awesome. Just great memories of the place. And all through my life, I've often wondered how I could give back. And now I'm retired. I'm 70. I thought, I love biking. I do bikepacking trips. I've done quite a few in New Zealand. So I thought, I wouldn't mind biking across Australia. Something really big and it's challenging. So I thought, well, I'll get them on board. And they were so wrapped, eh? Because it's something they don't have to organise, because it's 80% self-funded. And the other 20% comes from the government, and they don't know from year to year whether they get any funding from them. So it's a mammoth task for them, raising the money all the time.
I can imagine. I mean, you know, non-profit organisations like that are very dependent on, you know, the kindness of the community at large, and that kindness is dependent on people having spare money, you know. And so as times get tough, it gets harder for non-profits just to get people like that to donate. So it's amazing work that you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, 2 years ago, I wrote for another children's charity called Foster Hope, and before I started, someone in the media industry said, you're better off walking down the road, picking up tin cans and bottles and cashing them in, because things are just so tight. And this probably hasn't got a lot better since then, but I managed to raise $11,000 in, and I'm hoping this one will top 20. I'm pretty sure it will go close. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There might be some truth to that, but also, you know, you got to try something, and if you've got the opportunity to raise awareness like this, you kind of got to grab it, right?
Yeah, and hopefully people listening to this and the ones that go to Give a Little and on my social media pages and that have compassion. I mean, most people have children, and you can only imagine what, you know, they're going to go through. And, you know, just a few dollars here, a few dollars there, and it all adds up at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look, I mean, you know, people are very familiar with all of the terrible stories of kids going into various kinds of care, particularly in the, you know, the 60s and the 70s, and even through the 80s in New Zealand. So to hear that this place was such an amazing asset for you and your brothers, you know, you got to really look after the good ones, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, they are good. I mean, next year they've been doing this for 100 years. So they're tried and tested over time, yeah. So it'd be a shame if down the track they couldn't keep going. But, I mean, I'm sure they will. There's always a demand for what the service they provide.
Oh, yeah, and it's just a matter of finding a way to keep things together. But people in charities like that, that's kind of their area of expertise. Well, look, it's been great talking to you today, Renee. If people want to find out more about you and what you're doing and, I guess, keep track of your bike ride once you're underway, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, you can jump on Give a Little now. So I've set up a Give a Little page. If you just search in the search engine, Recycled Renee, R-E-N-E, it'll come up, and it's Recycled Renee Rides Across Australia. In there, there's two links to my Facebook page and my Instagram page, which is my cycling pages. If they want to follow me, then follow me on there. I'll be doing updates. Garmin have come to the party, and they're giving me trackers and that, which you'll be able to follow me off with, and they're interactive, so school children are going to follow me as well. So yeah, so the links are on the Give a Little page.
Magic. All right, well, look, thank you very much for talking to me today, Renee. I do hope that you get some people, you know, tune in, follow your progress, and donate some money.
Yep, and I really appreciate your help, Hugh. Every little bit counts, and like you say, hopefully a few people come on board, which I'm sure they will, and we'll all have fun, and everyone will benefit from it at the end.
Now, of course, I have failed to ask the most important question just before we go, which is, when are you doing this? Because obviously it's all very well to say to people that they should, you know, get on the socials and follow you, but it's not much point unless we tell them when that's happening.
I fly out of Christchurch on July the 29th, so I think Monday's about 4 weeks away. The Give a Little page was set up a bit early because it coincided with an annual fundraising evening Chumley Home Ran, so they wanted to launch it then. So I launched it then, and I've just, yeah. So I fly out on the 29th, and I'll start biking probably 3 days later, 4 days later.
Right. So look out around the beginning of August for you to start making some progress.
Yep, that's right. And feel free to get hold of me while I'm doing the ride if you like, Hugh. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see how it looks like you're going, and maybe we'll reach out then. Thank you very much again for talking today, Renee.
My pleasure, and I really appreciate it. Thanks, Hugh.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.